Next month, after 3 years under state control, the New York Racing Association is expected to submit a reprivatization plan. At this month's NYRA board meeting, Vice Chair Michael Del Judas said the organization would unveil its reprivatization plan during the next board meeting, scheduled for the week of April 11th.
We've been talking already to some of the legislators in the legislature from the related communities, meaning Saratoga and Aqueduct and Belmont, and getting their views. So I think we'll have a piece of legislation that'll be pretty good by the time we're ready to go.
Del Judas said the plan would be introduced to lawmakers after the state budget deadline of March 31st. After years of financial problems and apparent declining popularity of thoroughbred horse racing among New Yorkers, the nonprofit organization was placed under state control in 2012. Under the management of a new board, the organization that oversees racing at Belmont, Aqueduct, and Saratoga Racecourse, NYRA has focused on returning profits, enhancing the quality of racing, and improving the fan experience. NYRA President and CEO Chris Kay says that the reorganization board has achieved its goals.
We've achieved a great deal over the course of the last 3 years working together. And I know that the progress and success we've achieved to date will be the basis for the long-term growth and success of the New York Racing Association in the future.
In his report to the board, Kay said the turnaround is thanks to both institutional reforms and operational changes. Saratoga race fans will have noticed changes and improvements to the grounds, including new televisions in the backyard, a picnic table reservation system, and new amenities, including a sports bar. Racetrack season passes proved popular, and American Pharoah's Triple Crown win at Belmont and later stunning loss at Saratoga helped drive attendance and boost interest in New York racing, making 2015 the second straight year of profits for the organization. Kay predicted that momentum would continue into 2016. Kay said reserved seat sales for the Belmont Stakes Racing Festival, which begins in June, were more than half sold out by early March.
In the first week alone when these tickets went on sale, we saw revenue from reserved seat sales increase by 95%. To date, more than 55% of our total reserve seating and hospitality inventory is already sold out.
The March meeting was also the first for new member Jeffrey Canizzo. The executive director of New York Thoroughbred Breeders, Inc. joins NYRA board member Georgie Nugent-Lucier as a second voice from Saratoga Springs. Canizzo addressed the board by providing an update on the New York breeding industry, which after years of decline has seen steady improvement in the last 5 years. Statebreds now have the fourth largest footprint in the country.
We're behind Kentucky, Florida, and California by a very small margin. And I project that we'll actually exceed the California in the next several years. At the same time, there were states like Pennsylvania and Louisiana that we've surpassed. So this is a very good story for New York.
This month, the NYRA board also voted to support a bill co-authored by Capital Region Congressman Paul Tonko that would establish an independent thoroughbred horse racing anti-doping authority to create a universal regulation system for medication in horse racing. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.